Hi, friends, and welcome to the Root and Rise podcast. My name is Brianne, and with each episode, I intend to plant some seeds of insight, help you water them with love, and send you off with a little extra light to help you root and rise. Today, we are talking about tips for better sleep. But first, I would like to acknowledge you, my listener and friend, for being here with me today. You are the reason for this podcast. I appreciate your presence, and I'm really excited to help you root and rise. My baby is over a year old and still not sleeping through the night. He did for a couple of months at the very beginning, but I'm okay with this, though it is painful at times. Of course, I wish I were sleeping through the night, but I work from home, have a flexible schedule, and I have the ability to be up in the middle of the night with him when he needs me. It can be frustrating at times, but ultimately, I'll be sad when he stops needing me in the middle of the night. I'm telling you all of this so you can understand my current relationship with sleep. It is precious. You can ask my husband how protective I have been over my sleep in the past year, and he will probably laugh, because he knows. I don't mess around when it comes to sleep. But sleeping isn't always easy. I've struggled with insomnia in the past, and I've struggled with both hyperthyroidism and hypothyroidism since giving birth. Hyperthyroidism made it impossible for me to fall asleep. I was wired until very, very late in the night. And hypothyroidism made me incredibly exhausted, unable to stay awake, which meant that every moment that I could sleep made a huge difference for me. There are so many reasons why sleep can be challenging for people. Whether that's falling asleep, staying asleep, or just feeling well rested after you wake up. Hormones, changing sleep schedules, or stress. Whatever the reasons are for you, I'm here to give you my top tips for better sleep. Because we all deserve that. I'm going to tell you all about how to get the perfect sleep atmosphere in your room, my nighttime routine, products that I use for better sleep, and the gratitude exercise that I do to fall asleep each night. And stick around for the end. I'm going to offer my quick fixes for better sleep on the nights that are especially challenging. So first up, let's talk about the atmosphere of your room. Setting up your room for successful sleep is where this all begins. Think about what is comforting to you. Soft lighting, cozy blankets, clean room. Let's talk about lighting. Warm lights have been known to promote relaxation. We have a couple of Himalayan salt lamps that we use on our nightstands instead of actual lamps. They give off this very pinkish amber glow and have dimmers that allow us to choose how soft and low the lights are. We also have Himalayan salt lamp nightlights throughout the house. This is really helpful for when I'm up with our baby or if I need to use the bathroom or get water in the middle of the night. Apart from just setting a wonderful mood throughout the house, there are many other believed benefits to salt lamps. The salt produces negative ions and can help purify the air in your home. Many people believe that it also helps to promote blood flow, better breathing, and a whole host of other health benefits. I'm not sure if the science is fully there to back any of this, but I recommend getting one or three just for the vibe alone. You know what does purify air and is scientifically backed? You didn't really think that a podcast called Root and Rise could go without suggesting the benefits of plants in your atmosphere, did you? Plants lower cortisol levels and purify the air. This is your sign to go buy a plant. Or three. It's for your health, right? Now, what other items can make a room feel cozier? Certainly, items like soft bedding, some plants, a calming artwork could do the trick. I also frequently use a linen spray with calming scent like lavender. You can add any elements that feel calming to you. There is no right or wrong answer for that. But more importantly, I want you to consider what items have the opposite impact on you. What things keep you engaged, alert, and active? I'm not perfect with this because I am frequently editing this podcast in bed or sitting on my phone before sleep, so there is zero judgment with what is about to come. But I recommend limiting screens in your bedroom. We don't have a TV in our bedroom because I know that I would be way too tempted to stay up watching shows every single night. I mean, clearly I already struggle with my laptop and phone enough as it is. I've also heard that your body and brain start to make associations for what you do in your bed. If you are using your bed to watch TV, play games, or even worse, work from bed, your brain won't automatically associate your bed with needing to wind down. I get it though. In this day and age, technology is often used. Like I said, I'm guilty of this too, and no one is perfect. I think the important part is that you are just more mindful about how you're spending time in your bedroom at night. Do you know what else keeps me up at night, even if I can't see it in the dark? A mess. I haven't seen my pre-baby level of clean since giving birth. And that's okay. Your room doesn't need to be spotless. But if your room looks and feels chaotic, no matter what else you do to set the sleepy mood, it can all be undone by that energy the chaos can bring. Some more obvious reasons that might keep you awake when you need to sleep are light and sound. Get yourself some blackout curtains to prevent any light outside, whether that is the sun or streetlights, from getting in and disturbing your sleep. Or find a nice sleep mask. A sound machine or a pair of earplugs can help with any noises that keep you awake. Some people just sleep better with a sound machine, and it's not even necessarily to block out any of the noise. The temperature in your room can even play a huge part in your sleep. You know the feeling of not being able to fall asleep because you are uncomfortably hot or freezing. It's not comfortable. The Sleep Foundation says the ideal temperature for sleep is 65 degrees Fahrenheit, or 18.3 degrees Celsius for my listeners outside of the United States. Of course, some people run warmer or cooler than others, so find whatever works best for you. And next, we're going to talk about a nighttime routine. I never understood just how important a nighttime routine was until having a baby. I wrote an entire article about this. Babies thrive off of schedules. They don't understand time, but they understand routines. Routines create a feeling of stability and can subconsciously set you up for what's about to come based on that repetition alone. But the nighttime routine that I'm going to talk about begins long before the evening. For me, a better sleep routine starts about midday when I cut out caffeine. When I drink caffeine past 3 p.m., it keeps me up all night. 1 or 2 o'clock becomes my cutoff time. But you know your body best. And if you don't know yet, experiment. Note what time you last drank caffeine and what time you ended up falling asleep at night. Limiting alcohol and trying to be more active during the day can also help to improve your sleep. A lot of the choices that you can make in your diet can actually impact your sleep as well. There are certainly some food or drinks that we all know can help us sleep better, like turkey or chamomile tea. So this concept might not be shocking to you. Some food sensitivities you might have could also be causing you to experience higher levels of anxiety, which will not help your sleep. Consider starting a food journal and tracking what you eat, your symptoms throughout the day, and how it impacted your sleep. Once the night actually does roll around, I have a pretty loose sleep routine based on how much energy or time I have at night. A relaxing shower is always a great way to start it out. Even better if you toss a lavender shower fizzy into it, followed by some cozy pajamas, my skincare routine, and maybe some relaxing tea. I have really bad allergies, so I take my allergy medicine at night, along with some calming supplements. I definitely recommend speaking to a provider before you add any supplements into your routine. I will be linking all of the products that I love and have loved throughout the years in my show notes. Then, I like to spray my sheets with that calming lavender linen spray that I talked about, use some lavender lotion, my favorite chapstick, and then hop into bed. Reading before sleep has always been my go-to since I was young. Reading helps me separate myself from the day a little bit, and definitely helps me separate myself from my phone, which always has endless amounts of entertainment for me. TikTok has recently taken over my bedtime routine. It keeps me up so late scrolling, and I can feel those bad effects on my sleep. So I'm slowly trying to shift back into my healthier, original routine before bed. Reading. But you have to be careful with your book selection. You can't pick anything too engaging unless you have a very strong sense of self-discipline. Because as soon as that book picks up, you will not be able to put it down. I've stayed up all night reading books before, no longer caring about any consequences because I just needed to know what happens next. Recently, I've purchased two books to get me back into my reading before bed routine. One is More Than a Body, a more serious but educational book. And the other one is The Mountain Is Me, which is filled with shorter excerpts, making stopping at any point that much easier. I will be sure to link those in my show notes as well. They are incredible, and I know for a fact that you will be hearing more about them from me in the future. Another thing that I love to do before bed is meditate. Not sit and think of nothing on my own, because my brain is not wired to be able to meditate like that without assistance. I love using guided meditations on Spotify. Be careful where you find these guided meditations, though. If you are using a platform with ads, an ill-timed and high-energy ad can be very unnerving and actually damage any progress that you made trying to relax. And you can find guided meditations out there for any specific issue that you might be facing. Anxiety, grief, stress, anger, you name it. There is someone out there who has made a guided meditation for it. The Calm app is another incredible resource for meditation. My next tip for better sleep is actually a gratitude exercise. What kind of impact do you think gratitude might have on your mental health and your sleep? Use this trick to help you fall asleep grateful and with a little bit less distracted mind each night. I call this my gratitude alphabet game. You start by going through each letter of the alphabet, starting to make a list in your head of five things that you are grateful for. Since I have been focused on self-love a lot lately, I try to come up with three things that I'm grateful for in myself. So, with the letter A, it might be my attitude, because I'm grateful that I tend to maintain a positive and helpful attitude. Or it might be my aspirations that I'm grateful for, because they drive me forward in life. And this may be the only moment that I give myself in my day to compliment or love myself, and that is so important. For the remaining two choices, I will choose experiences, people, or places that I'm grateful for. For me, I try to challenge myself a little bit. I will choose an experience or a person that may actually have been negative to me, like the recent end of a friendship or a bad encounter in your day. It helps to take a moment to be grateful for what I have learned or how I have grown because of that situation, even if I still hold anger or hurt over it. It's okay to hold space for the good and the bad feelings. But sometimes I find that the bad feelings start to overshadow the good. This is why taking a moment to remind yourself of the good is so crucial to your healing. Or, on a more positive note, maybe it's a person in your life that brings you light and love and a less complicated gratitude. It's important to be flexible when creating your lists. There are no rules. Make it your own and choose things that feel right at that moment. They may even be the same or change the next day. Usually, I choose a random letter of the alphabet to start with, so I'm not always continually starting with A or on the same letter, because I never make it all the way through the alphabet before falling asleep. Now, as a bonus, I'm going to give you all of my quick fixes for those really bad nights when you just cannot fall asleep, no matter what you try. The first is doing a brain dump. I talk about this so much because I do it a lot. Sometimes you just can't stop those racing thoughts, and the best thing that you can do is to get them all out of your brain. Give yourself 5 or 10 minutes and time yourself. Write out everything that comes into your brain. Every thought, every feeling, every emotion, write it out. Don't worry about the grammar. Don't worry about punctuation. This is not meant to be reviewed or seen by anybody else. It is simply to get everything out of your head. This helps to create some distance between you and your thoughts. And similar to brain dumping is creating lists. The goal is to get all of your thoughts out of your brain and onto a piece of paper or into a note in your phone. Use this when you are stressing over everything you have to do tomorrow, trying to remember all of the things you need from the store or any other cycle of thought that keeps repeating in your head. Create a list. Write it out. When you start to go through that thought cycle again, acknowledge the parts that you have already written down and add any new ones that come up. Eventually, you should get to the point where every thought has been written down, and that will relieve the burden of continuing to think about it. As those thoughts continue to come up, remind yourself, it is written down. You won't forget, and you can return to it tomorrow. Then let it go. Following the same trend of writing, journaling before sleep can help you process any feelings you might be getting stuck on, whether that is consciously or subconsciously. Taking some time to reflect on your day, reflect on your mood, and process anything major happening in your life can allow you to work through some emotions that might be keeping you awake. Not only is this incredibly beneficial to your mental health, but it can be somewhat mentally exhausting, helping you fall asleep easier. I'll include some journal prompts. As always, you know I love my journal prompts. I'll include them in my show notes for you to access. They're on my website. And you'll be shocked to know that my last tip has nothing to do with writing. It's counting, and not counting sheep, but closing your eyes and starting to count backwards from 1,000. Yes, I said 1,000. Not allowing any other thought to come into your brain. If you do get sidetracked, which happens to me a ton, start over. Sometimes it helps me to visualize the numbers counting down to really keep my brain present on the task at hand. This can be mentally exhausting and incredibly boring. It's no wonder that it helps me fall asleep. I'm literally boring myself to sleep. All right, well, friend, you just heard all of my tips for better sleep. Make sure you head over to my show notes to check out those products, the journal prompts, and anything else that may have interested you in this episode. I'll be sending you all of the sleepy vibes. Thank you for tuning in to the Root and Rise podcast. As always, I am so grateful to have you here with me today. I hope that this has brought you some insight and inspired you to root and rise in your own life. I love hearing from you. So please follow me on Instagram at Root and Rise Podcast, and be sure to send your comments, questions, or just reach out to say hello. I love making new friends. If you would like to review notes on today's episode, head over to rootandriseblog.com. Make sure to subscribe. And if you loved what you heard today or know someone who would benefit from hearing it, please take a screenshot and tag me to share this on your social media. My name's Brianne, and until next time, I'll be sending you so much light so you too can root and rise.